Live music will flow through the Guelph Youth Music Center Recital Hall on September 17 as Guelph Music Fest's 15th season gets underway nearly 2 months after it was scheduled to commence. The 15th season was originally slated to commence on July 9 but was pushed back 4 months to accommodate the provincial exit from Stage 3 and allow for the details from roadmap to reopening to take effect. This is the first time since November 2020 live music was played in the venue, and only those who are fully vaccinated will be allowed to see the show in person. It seems like fully vaccinating was the way to go just for the comfort of most people, and I found that of the regular customers who had bought tickets way in advance, most people cheered and said, "Yay," said Ken G., pianist, founder and director of Guelph Music Fest. As soon as I said it was going to be double vaccinated, people said, "Oh," like it was a big relief. Requiring those in attendance to be fully vaccinated was a decision G made before the provincial announcement of the implementation of vaccine certificates, and G's mandate comes 5 days ahead of the provincial start on September 22. The concert series will follow the provincial guidelines to accommodate a maximum of 50% capacity. However, G said due to the layout of the hall, he is shooting for a capacity in the 40% range. "I'm squeezing in a max of 70 to 75 people per concert," said G. With these numbers, he said ticket sales alone won't help him break even, but due to the generosity of some local beneficiaries, he will be able to keep the show going. Despite the lower number of tickets available for purchase, G said he wants to share the music with as many people as possible and has introduced a new digital music fest that will be free. The concerts will be streamed live in HD and available for 1 week beginning September 18. To attend, guests need to purchase the free ticket online, with a secondary pay what you can afford option if those watching from home want to support the concert series. There might be the ability to get a single ticket, but basically they're pretty hard to come by now, G. But, what I did, and this is for the very first time, is that there is still digital music fests you can watch online, and last year I just made a high-definition recording and streamed it for 7 days. This year G will take that one step further and live-stream the concert. They were for sale, but I thought because of the donation I'm going to meet budget, so I said, "I just want people to watch the concert, so you can have them for free," said G. The concert series kicks off with internationally acclaimed Canadian cellist Arlen Hlusko on September 17 at 7:30 p.m.